This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump is in Helsinki now. He will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. He told CBS News that he wasn't sure what, if anything, will come of the summit.
I don't expect anything. I frankly don't expect. I go in with very low expectations. I think that getting along with Russia is a good thing, but it's possible we won't. I think we're greatly hampered by this whole witch hunt that's going on in the United States, the Russian witch hunt.
In the same interview, President Trump called Russia, China, and the European Union foes of the United States.
I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe.
The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, dismissed Trump's attack on European countries. He said America and the EU are best friends. Whoever says we are foes is spreading fake news, employing one of Trump's favorite pejoratives for news stories that he doesn't like. Five European countries have agreed to accept the nearly 450 migrants being transported aboard two military ships that are stuck off the coast of Sicily, the announcement Sunday from the Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Germany, Spain, and Portugal each agreed Sunday to accept 50 of the migrants after France and Malta agreed to do the same on Saturday. But the Czech Republic rebuffed the appeal. It called the distribution plan, quote, a road to hell. Generals from the United States and North Korea met Sunday to discuss the repatriation of the remains of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Korean War between 1950 and 1953. It has been 9 years since generals from the two sides last met. This is VOA News. A suicide blast killed at least 7 people and wounded many others Sunday in Kabul. The bomber blew himself up in the main parking area of the Ministry of Rural Rehabilitation and Development just when the staff were leaving work for the day. Officials expect the number of casualties to increase because the bomb went off in a crowded area. Palestinian militants have declared a ceasefire in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Fighting has tapered off in Gaza following Israel's heaviest airstrikes on Palestinian militants since the Gaza War 4 years ago. Hamas and Islamic Jihad declared a truce after firing dozens of rockets and mortars across the Israeli border. Israeli warplanes attacked more than 40 Hamas targets Saturday, including tunnels, weapons depots, and training bases. The military said the air raids were in retaliation for more than 3 months of Palestinian violence on the Gaza frontier, including burning kites that have destroyed vast areas of Israeli farmland and forests. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thousands of people cheered in Addis Ababa Sunday as the leaders of Ethiopia and Eritrea embraced at a concert celebrating a peace deal between the two former bloody enemies. Both countries have agreed to reopen shuttered embassies, resume flights, and build ports. France has won the World Cup.
France is a two-time World Cup champion after its 4-2 victory over Croatia in the FIFA World Cup final Sunday in Russia. Antoine Griezmann's 38th-minute penalty gave France the lead for good. Paul Pogba and Kylian Mbappe also scored for France. France won its first World Cup title as the host country in 1998. Mario Mandzukic scored an own goal, and both he and Ivan Perisic had goals for Croatia. Croatia was playing in its first ever World Cup final. England's Harry Kane won the Golden Boot with 6 goals. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The next Men's World Cup will be held in Qatar in 2022. Novak Djokovic of Serbia has won his first Wimbledon title since 2015, defeating South Africa's Kevin Anderson in straight sets 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. It's Djokovic's fourth Wimbledon championship and his first Grand Slam title since winning the French Open 2 years ago. Anderson was seeded 8th. He was playing 2 days after a grueling, more than 6.5-hour semifinal showdown with American John Isner. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.